Watch your mouth for war.
This was such a welcome treat after Metallica's Black Album came out. I was such a huge Metallica fan, and I remember I got the Black Album, and it was like mid-tempo. And I remember a friend of mine listened to it the day we bought it. We bought it the day it came out, and he threw the cassette out of the window.
Oh, come on.
And then all of a sudden, Pantera's Vulgar Display of Power came out. I was like, there we go. That's what we needed. And now I like the Black Album.
It was a banger. I mean,
it just when you came off of Injustice for All and you came off of Master of Puppets, the Black Album was a massive step
nothing
down.
Nothing Else Matters, Unforgiven?
Nothing Else Matters was fine, but it wasn't.
It was an anthem. Anthem of the time.
No.
Brought us into the 90s.
Now I like it. Now I do. But I remember at the time, too, being very disappointed. It was not near as heavy as it should have been. All right. Is Rich Get a Ted
not
Johnson?
Heavy enough.
Here.
That was my wedding song.
93. What? Nothing Else Matters? Your wedding song?
Request that was.
That would have been so great.
That would have been awesome.
Unforgiven. That was your
man.
Walk down the aisle.
My ex-wife.
Oh, of course.
Seriously, man.
617. I guarantee it was somebody's. 617-779-7937. You can give us a call. This has been so wild. Guy named Baseball Brett, who thought I would be so into somebody who uses a fake name, but is, according to Ken, because he's met this guy.
He's a good dude, cool dude, very good looking dude. Might just throw that in.
It's weird. I mean, he doesn't want his last name out, but I don't know if his first name being out there is a good thing.
I might be able to deduce.
Yeah, sure. Maybe. But he legitimately is very close to Roman Anthony, close enough to where at spring training he was with the team. He doesn't work for the team, but he was with the team, and he was with Roman Anthony and continues to be so. And this morning, just for some reason, he felt
Or maybe someone told him to call in.
He's called in a few times before, so he's a regular on Greg's show.
Okay, so he is somebody who felt the need to call in and defend all of the slander on Roman Anthony lately, or maybe explain a few things.
And there's
things.
A lot of it going around, man.
It's weird. I'm not going to kill the guy because I don't know what's happening, but I'm also going to call out how strange all of this is. Mm-hmm. Because I've never seen anything like this where the hand thing is strange in the first place, and then how he's there for a while, and then they waited several months to send him down. Like that's very odd. And then the excuse that Breslow used was that there wasn't enough room in the training room, so they sent him to Florida. And then the way McAdam talked about it was it sounded punitive. As if he wasn't doing something right, whether that was going out or partying, or just he wasn't doing the right rehab. It's all strange. And what we heard last break was Baseball Brett was basically saying he's not out partying or anything like that. This is a ridiculous thing that you're saying or that is out there, and I'm here to dispel that rumor. But then he starts to talk about what's going on with him being sent down and him not getting back and everything going on with the organization. Stiz, I got to hear this because I have not heard this yet.
Yes, so this is a good question by my man Curtis, followed up. And, you know, basically, I think this is the way Roman must feel about how things could have been different if the organization had done things differently.
Okay.
But isn't your issue, Brett, more with the organization than it is with the media? Like, they did everything they could to throw him under a bus.
1,000%. The problem was after 30 games, Roman got hurt. And the roster construction was so poor going into the season, and they surrounded him with absolutely zero help at that point in the season, that they had to try to rush him back. He's a 21-year-old kid. They're trying to rush him back. Sam wants to sell tickets. Craig wants to save his job because if he doesn't, he's going to get fired. So they're trying to rush the kid back. If they had just said what the Yankees said with Aaron Judge, he's out for 8 weeks. He's done for 8 weeks. When his rib is healed, he'll be back. The Pittsburgh Pirates, and no one cares about the Pittsburgh Pirates, but Connor Griffin, the 21-year-old superstar phenom who signed a deal just like Roman, hurt his finger, very similar to Roman. They said he's out for 8 to 10 weeks. They didn't say, hey, we're going to put his DL stint back to retroactive to when he got hurt, and we're going to try to, you know, get this thing going here in a few days. They automatically came out, Curtis, and they assessed the situation, and they said he's out for, if they had just said he's out for 6 to 8 weeks, I think this changes the narrative.
Wow, stop it. This is awesome.
Yeah, this
beautiful.
Is.
Like, this is awesome, because I take, and we have talked about this before, when a family member calls in or says something, it's exactly what the player, like, really thinks. And in this case, now that I kind of get a feeling of the relationship this guy has with Roman Anthony, this is damning. And as a matter of fact, I hate to say it, because I love it when people talk. I love it when like, you know, people tell tales out of school. This ain't helping Roman Anthony at all.
I think it does, though. I actually take his side when I hear it that way. It's a fact that, first of all, the roster construction was poor, and they put too much on Roman Anthony's shoulders, right? Offensively,
and
he
they,
was...
had zero help. He had zero help.
Zero help. And it's a fact. They tried to rush him back, right? Or at least they framed him poorly.
Put him on the 10-day DL.
And it's a fact that Sam Kennedy, who apologized for the way he described the injury, said it wasn't a tear was a tear. Right.
But he's also
underplayed it big time.
But the thing is, though, is there's shrapnel everywhere. And at one point, he's killing the roster. Like his teammates. Like they didn't put a good enough roster around him.
Well, this is not Roman saying this. This is baseball Brett.
This, in my opinion, is the voice of Roman Anthony through somebody else. If he's as close as everyone's saying he is, then this is obviously what Roman Anthony thinks.
No, and that's the truth. That's he's telling it as it is.
No, that is the one part where he's not helping. You can't you can kill management. You can kill all those guys. You cannot kill your teammates.
I feel like, though, that is there. Certainly, I hear what you're saying, but it's the other stuff that I think is the more dumb, like, you know, rushing the kid back, or Sam wants to sell tickets, or using the Connor Griffith example as a kind of an example of why the Red Sox should have maybe, you know, came out and just said, hey, he'll be gone for 8 to 10 weeks, blah, blah, blah. So to me, that's the bigger message, but I hear what you're saying. If I'm a player on this team and I hear, he had zero help, and it was all him.
Look at the numbers. Look at the historical bad nature of the offense. Like, everybody knows they suck. The offense sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think comments like this might be why Chad Tracy wanted to get him out of there. Maybe the teammates don't like him around. This does not sound like something a good teammate would say.
Well, maybe Roman's saying, yeah, you've hurt my relationship with my teammates because of the way you handled it front office. Like, this is part of his beef as well. You know?
Don't rip on the roster, man. Like, that's the one part of that I was like, whoa, but there's no coming back.
But there's a lot of, woe is me, you know, if we're being honest. You know, it feels as if he's kind of.
He's got a beef, though. I think he's got a beef.
Yeah, he does. It just, do you want it to come out through this, you know,
I mean,
but
back to Brett's original point, he's getting crushed. The longer he's out, like, he's just dangling and just getting, he's like a pinata, right, for the media, and probably the fans are starting to turn on him. So he's like, I got to say something. I mean, you can just say nothing.
Maybe
use
your own words then. Like, don't go through a
friend. Well, he did sort of with Bradford, but he sat down with Rob.
Or get better, come back, and play well. You just suck it up. Dude, it's going to suck for a while until you're back and you're not down in Fort Myers. And you're back in this lineup, it's just going to suck. You know what? Stop reading the comments. Stop listening to what people are saying.
What if you tear a vocal cord and you're like, I don't want to come back till I can sound like Rich Shurtleff? You know, it's like, it's not that easy. Like, you want it to heal and come back and be you.
I would know that I can't come back if I can't speak. So I would, you know what I would say? I would unplug and I'd be like, there's nothing I can do about what people think.
Would you be dry talking, trying to get better?
The dry swings? I'd be doing this.
But here's the thing with Roman. He's already got his money. He's not up for a big contract. Like, what is he now?
Right. That's part of it.
Coming back now, like, so what if he re-injures it? He's already getting his money. So.
But I think that's what he's saying. Like, this is a long-term thing. Like, you shouldn't rush me back. Why are you rushing me back? Just because your job's on the line. You shouldn't jeopardize my future. You know, we're together for 10 years. Like, I'm not going anywhere. We got a bright future ahead.
Let me hear the rest of this. Okay. I'm sorry I had to stop it there because it was so much. I mean, it really is. Yeah. That's a crazy, crazy comment. Because as I said, I believe this is like from Roman Anthony. This is what he thinks because this is apparently his guy. Let's take a listen. Look for the rest.
I think this changes the narrative. And I think the same thing's going on with Garrett Crochet where they came in and they said, Garrett Crochet is out for however long, right? And no one cares that Garrett Crochet is going out and doing Sam Adams, like he's doing a tour of bars tonight with Sam Adams.
Crapping on Crochet.
No one's saying anything about that. Yeah. Right?
Because he's achieved more in his career than Roman Anthony. He's actually done stuff at the big. I mean, I'm sorry, Garrett Crochet is in a different spot than Roman Anthony. And if the organization is willing to say these things, it means there is at least a small amount of credibility to the concerns about what he's doing off the field. Like, you can't tell me that the clubhouse is too small to have Roman Anthony in it, and that's why he's in Fort Myers.
Yeah, no one believes.
That may be true. It is what it is, Curtis, on that one. But I think the roster construction was so poor going into the year that they panicked and they tried to rush him back. And I think you saw that. If they had just said from the start, I think it was just a poor handling from the Red Sox organization, where if they had just said from the start what the injury was or diagnosed it properly, then none of this would be going on.
Baseball, Brett from the top rope.
Hey. Great job, Brett. Awesome job, Brett.
I mean, he did come down on Garrett Crochet there. I mean, you're going after your biggest star. It's not fair for me to say that that's Roman Anthony's correct words. But from the way that this relationship is described, it sure as hell sounds like this is most likely how he feels.
Well, you remember how when bar crawls and I can't.
You remember when Brady Sr. spoke on behalf of Tom?
Damn right. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
damn right.
Said that's not Tom speaking; that's his father. But sometimes the people around you get more hot than you do. You know?
Oh yeah.
On your behalf, they're trying to protect you.
Yeah. But Tom said, you know, of course he lied through his teeth when he said, you know, my dad doesn't. Whatever my dad say, that's his own words. That doesn't.
Damn okay, right.
Sure.
Damn
sure.
Rights.
Look, I'm with you. And to me, this is, I mean, this if this is really a, is a peek into how Roman Anthony thinks, and it's I think very revealing because he's basically saying all the stuff that we've been saying. We probably that's what he thinks. We think he's thinking, but never said it. But now he's saying it through his friend, and I understand why he would say it.
Yeah. I think that he is not this. He's not doing himself any favors with this. And you know what sucks? And it's got to be awful to be in a spot that he's in right now where he probably really wants to play. He probably still has the pain. I just think, and Ted, this is something that you would know more about than anything. Aren't there just times where you just have to turn off the noise, suck it up, get better, and get back in there?
That's it. You do. It's hard to take the high road because so much pressure has been put on him. But I think he'd be better suited just sucking it up, taking his medicine. You know, the truth eventually will come out, and people are gonna, I think, be on your side if you just take the high road and not say anything. I think that would have been better. He would have been better if that's, and he isn't saying anything. It's his friend saying it. But,
sure. So take that with a grain of salt.
And by the way, Brett just texted me. He said this is only my opinion. Capitals.
Yep, no doubt.
Oh, that's Baseball Brett. He texted.
Baseball Brett.
Yeah.
Baseball Brett, give us a call,
I feel
buddy.
Bad. I don't want Baseball Brett.
He said his piece.
I feel bad just saying this is what Roman Anthony, but it's a natural link to think that that's it's how Roman thinks.
Well, once like Greg Bedard getting a call from the Patriots allegedly, I will report what Baseball Brett says. Right.
He's got a phone, like a red phone, just the way Bedard does.
No, but I like Baseball Brett. As I said, I'm a big fan of people like that. I like when people talk. That's good stuff. That is great. Thank you to Greg for being friends with Baseball Brett because I thought that was a fantastic call. Good job, Brett. You keep calling. 617-779-7937. We'll be right back.